It's Northern Soul podcast time. I'm Lucy McNamara and you can follow me on at Lucy_McNamara. So many of you will now have eaten your body weight in turkey. The scales have probably been thrown out of the window and you'll be gearing up for New Year's Eve now. Obviously, if you listen to this podcast after Tuesday, then all of us here at Northern Soul wish you a very happy and prosperous new year. 2014, well, I wonder what this year will bring you. Now, in the first podcast, I spoke to Clint Boone, who picked a young girl from Stockport as a singer to watch. Her name is Findlay, and I met up with her towards the end of last year as she was playing a Manchester gig. She told me what's great about being home.
The crowd are always really good here. Every time I've played in Manchester, something weird has happened. Like, the last time we played here at Ruby Lounge, like, someone in the audience, like, spewed all over my mate's back. So I'm hoping something
magic
as funny as that's going to happen
tonight. As long as they don't spew over you, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm be higher up than everyone else, so not in good, you know, spew direction, hopefully.
It's not going to go over you, not unless they projectile. Anyway, let's move off sick and let's talk about the fact that I interviewed Clint Boone recently for the inaugural podcast that we've done with Northern Soul, and he very much championed you as someone to watch. He thinks, obviously, that you're really going places, and having listened to your music, I agree with him. You know, having someone like that champion you, someone who's just pretty knowledgeable about the music scene, how does that help?
It's just nice to kind of get that, like, what's the word, recognition from, you know, someone who's been doing this for such a long time, and, like, I've been listening to his show on XFM for years, so been doing some, like, phone interviews with him, he's such a nice guy, it's always nice. Yeah, it just feels really good to get that kind of nod from him, that, like, you know, you're doing the right thing and keep on going.
There's definitely some mutual love then, I think, between you and
Clint
Boone.
Yeah, of
course. And XFM obviously are showcasing, playing your new tunes, which must be brilliant.
Yeah. We're playing their Band on the Wall show in February as well, which will be great. With I think Dexter's are playing it as well, so that should be a laugh.
Excellent. Now, where has your music sort of started and where is it now? How's it changed?
I started doing kind of like quite acoustic-y kind of folk stuff. I did a load of like open mic nights, and I used to play at like Trough and Castle before they kind of did it up again a couple of years ago. So I was like 15, 16. Then I thought, you know, the industry is kind of saturated with girls with acoustic guitars, so I kind of went away, wrote a load more kind of band-orientated tracks, put a band together and just started, you know, I wanted to be a front woman, so I've just been kind of honing that.
We'll be right back.
Findlay there with On and Off. And we will, of course, in true podcast tradition, be hearing from her later in the show too. Now, don't forget, you can subscribe to the Northern Soul podcast via iTunes. It means that you can, of course, listen to me at all times, even without an internet connection. Amazing, I know. But it also means that you won't miss any interviews or new music from us. So here is a band that I saw a few years ago at the Latitude Festival. They are the Tuneyards, and they really are quite a spectacle on stage. The lead singer, Meryl Garbus, creates drum loops on the spot. And apart from that, what she does with her vocals are something else. Here, the Tuneyards are with Business. Thank you.
If you don't know what you're looking for, then baby, don't knock on my front door. Maybe you'll be tired of telling lies, and baby, don't look into my eyes. Maybe it worked for you before, but it ain't gonna work for you no more. You can't afford to waste it all. Sitting in your home, hoping that I might call. If you don't know what you're looking for, then baby, don't knock on my front door. Maybe you'll be tired of telling lies, and baby, don't look into mine. Maybe it worked for you before, but it ain't gonna work for you no more. Thank you.
So at the beginning there, it was the Tune Yards, but Nate Brenner is the bassist and he has his own band, Natronics, which I played you there with Don't Walk Away. Now, the Northern Soul writers have been really, really busy. In the last 6 months, they've been reviewing gigs, opera, theatre and restaurants all for you. I asked some of them for their 2013 highlights, and Paul chose Edwyn Collins as one of his faves at the Hebden Bridge Trades Club, and what a place that is. So here's one of our great lost pop stars, according to Paul, Edwyn Collins. Thank you. First Aid Kit with Wolf, and before that, the most excellent Edwyn Collins. So, earlier in the show, I caught up with Findlay. She is a singer-songwriter from Stockport, now living in London, very much championed by Clint Boone, who we had on the very first podcast. And you can still hear that by subscribing to iTunes or visiting the Northern Soul website. Well, huddled in her tour van, we were, and we talked all things Northern and what life's like for the 20-year-old who is now supporting the likes of Miles Kane and Jake Bugg, no less.
Well, I moved to London a couple of years ago, which was a big kind of step for me. Just wanted to kind of, you know, spread my wings, I fucking love Manchester. It's a great place to live. I've lived here. Just lived here for 20 years, so I thought, you know, I'm going to move. And yeah, the last year has been pretty manic since the first release we did just over a year ago, the Your Sister single, and then we had the Off and On EP, and we've just done the Greasy EP. So just been touring loads. I've toured with like Cortinas and Jay Borg and Miles Kane, and
that must have been amazing. Tell me about that.
Which one? All of it.
All of them. Tell me about all of them in as few words as you can.
Oh, it's great. It's just nice to like I get on with all the lads, and I'm, you know, probably one of the lads myself. So it's nice to kind of be on tour when you get all that banter and fun stuff going on. Yeah, it's just nice. Like I love touring, so it's always fun to hang out with kind of like-minded people and doing the same thing.
Of course, and there are obviously some big names as well. Really, now they're starting to really move up the chart. Really, if you think about it.
Well, yeah, they all, you know, asked me, "Do you want to come on tour with me?" So it's nice to get that again, like recognition from your peers that, you know, other people like what you're doing. It's a nice feeling.
Now, you're a Stockport girl, am I right?
Born and bred.
Yeah, now I live in Reddish, so I'm not very far away, and I really love Stockport. Now, a lot of people don't believe me, but I actually really do. I think a lot of people from Stockport, like, you know, this and that and the other.
But
coming from where I come from, it's very different, and actually I really love it. I love the market and everything else. But tell me, having moved down to London, what you miss about the north?
Chips and gravy. You can't get chips and gravy down south. It's horrible.
Like, we don't get it, do we?
You can't get it, and there's a place in Stockport that does It's a Yorkshire pudding with curry sauce in the middle, and it's the best thing I've ever had in my life, and I've never been able to find it anywhere outside of Stockport, so that's probably the food, yeah. And the people, everyone's just lovely up here. Like,
everyone's friendly, aren't
yeah,
they?
Exactly. London can be a bit, people in London are a bit standoffish, and, you know, you got to commute 2 hours on the tube every day, you're not going to be in the best of moods, whereas you can just pop on the bus or the tram, and you're there in 5 minutes, you can walk across the town. But, yeah, I miss the kind of, the people, yeah, really. And I miss my family, and I've got loads of, like, top mates up here. So when I go, but then it makes me appreciate it more when I come back, because, you know, it makes it more special.
Name me three great things about the North.
Well, like I said, the food, cheap booze, and nice aunt.
Love it. Yeah, the cheap booze, that's always a good one. So listen, I'm going to let you go because I know you're really on a very tight schedule and very tight turnaround. You've got to do your sound check. Been lovely to chat with you.
Oh, thank you.
Take care.
Time. As the winter turns.
Fleet Foxes with Mykonos, and then Father John Misty there, who is Joshua Tillman, a former member of the Fleet Foxes. So come on, what's been happening in this hiatus that is Christmas and New Year for you? Tweet us at @Northern_Soul_ and tell us what you've been getting up to and how you spent the New Year, or how you're planning to spend the New Year. So now, what about a bit of orange juice from the 80s? Well, I know the drums love it, because at the Cambridge Junction a few years ago, they told me that orange juice was one of their influences. So here they are with Rip It Up.
When I first saw you, something stirred within me. You were standing sultry in the rain. If I could have held you, I would have held you. Rip it up and start again. Rip it up and start again.
God. And there were times that my pen, feel obliged to start again. I do confess that there are things in life that one can't quite express. You know me, I'm acting dumb, dumb. You know the seed is very humdrum. And my favorite song's entitled
drums there with Let's Go Surfing, another band on the Moshi Moshi label. The Drums, an American band from Brooklyn. Johnny Pierce, of course, the lead singer of The Drums. So a quick look at some of the bands coming to Manchester next year. Well, Tom Adele comes to the Manchester Apollo on the 11th of February. The Stranglers come to the Manchester Academy in March. And the 1975 play dates at the Academy in January. So there we go. I'll let you know some more band dates next week. Now, some more music. Let's hear from Florence Welsh and Florence and the Machine with Hurricane Drunk.
No walls can keep me protected, no sleep, nothing in between me and the rain. And you can't save me now, I'm in the grip of a hurricane, I'm gonna blow myself away.
I'm gonna drink myself today, and in the crowd, I see you with someone else. I brace myself.
I played you Florence and the Machine, followed by the Be Good Tanyas there and the Littlest Birds. Well, that's it from me. Once again, Happy New Year. Let 2014 be your year. Same time, same place next week. I'm Lucy McNamara and you've been listening to the Northern Soul Podcast.